Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now our weekly visit with Chuck Todd, NBC News political director, moderator of Meet the Press. You see him on Sunday mornings at 8 on Channel 5. Hear him here on KMWX Sunday evenings at 8. And Chuck, let's start this morning talking about the president's battle with Twitter. He had another tweet flagged on Friday morning, the second in a few days. Where does this go from here as this continues? Because, you know, the president is not going to stop tweeting.
No, I mean, I think it's going to be more rhetorical a bit. I think Twitter is obviously trying to flex its muscle in what it believes are its rights in this platform. Look, the president's executive order, he's threatening to issue, and I say threatening, he really hasn't issued it yet. It's not out yet. It is more of him banging his fist. It's basically a piece of paper that lets him bang his fist on the table. But if actually what the order says, may say, if the FCC follows and the FTC follow what the president wants them to do, it actually may incentivize Twitter to take Trump completely off of the platform. Because basically what it would do is Twitter would be held to the same level of responsibility that KMOX and NBC are held to on what is on its platforms. Right now, Twitter, if anything that was on Twitter, some of this stuff, if it was on KMOX or NBC, we'd be held liable. Twitter is not, but essentially the president may put Twitter in a position where they are, and that could lead Twitter actually yanking the president completely off the platform, which we would assume is not what he wants.
And what I have a hard time understanding from the Twitter aspect of it is why they're stepping in now, because there have been other tweets that are at least as controversial and, according to fact checkers, have been at least as inaccurate. And this is where they step in.
Yeah, I think sometimes, you know, whatever it is, companies dig in their heels or something. I thought this controversy was about the president using Twitter to create a conspiracy theory around my colleague Joe Scarborough. And instead of Twitter just basically taking those tweets off, just taking them off, they go and start the mail-in voting fact-checking thing. It was sort of a weird decision that Twitter made here, and I think they ended up having a larger fight. And then guess what? Those tweets with that horrendous, vile character assassination stuff is still on the platform.
Yeah, it's a mystery. I don't understand it either. Yeah. Now, talk about the mail-in ballot, the president talking about that again and talking about children taking ballots out of mailboxes and altering them, also people printing their own ballots. Is there much talk in Washington about, you know, extending the absentee voting? Is anything going to happen with it? I guess the states have to do a lot of it, though, right?
The states are doing it, and the states are going to do a lot of it. I mean, that's the thing, and here's the weird head scratcher. Look, I've talked to Republican lawyers who are you know, combating with Democratic lawyers about different ballot access rules across the country. The only beef Republicans had about the mail-in balloting issue was the idea that ballots were being sent to inactive voters. So that's what this whole divide and this whole debate had been about. The president has weighed in. Basically, he's uninformed about what his own party wants. And this bizarre rail, and now, of course, the moment he gets criticized, he just digs in his heels. But what he's doing, he's undermining basically the way Florida Republicans have won the state of Florida for 30 years. I mean, that's what makes this, again, it's sort of like what we just talked about with Twitter. You're like, what are you doing? why are you going down that path? What are you doing here? This is, you're actually putting the single most important state to your electoral vote coalition in jeopardy, because the Republicans are the ones who dominate and own the mail-in ballot in Florida. And I'll give you one word for why that is: snowbirds.
Visiting with Chuck Todd, NBC News political director, moderator of Meet the Press. And one more, Chuck, let's switch here. I saw a headline this morning in a magazine about a new Cold War with China, the U.S. and China, in Foreign Policy magazine it was. Your thoughts on whether we are heading into a new Cold War, and what will it take to thaw it out?
Oh, I think we are going to head into one, and I think we are in a place where, like the Cold War that you and I grew up with, this might actually be more bipartisan than you realize. I don't think, you know, while I think both Trump and Biden are going to claim that each other is softer on China than the other, that's the point, right? They're both going to make the case that they'll be better at getting at confronting an aggressive China. So we are on this, going down this road. I think what you'll see with Hong Kong is likely to continue to unravel. But the question that I have, and some other foreign policy experts I've talked to have, is on the Hong Kong front, is, are we, if we end up sanctioning, essentially effectively pulling out of Hong Kong, or however you want to call it, encouraging American businesses to do that, are we actually doing what the Chinese want? You know, there was a time Hong Kong was very important to China as it was trying to make inroads with the global corporate leaders. Now, you know, they don't want to see Hong Kong as the top of finance world. They'd like Shanghai to be that.
So much to talk about. Who are you going to have on
there
Sunday?
Is. Well, I honestly, with Minnesota, we're rejiggering the show this morning. So we got a lot of ways to go on that front.
Yes, you do. So we'll watch it Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on Channel 5, Sunday evening here on KMOX.
Thanks,
all right, Chuck, thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
You got it.
Coming up, the news on Total Information AM.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.